Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with... Welcome to another episode of Trench Tips with me, Zach Thompson, and my esteemed colleague, Jack Frimston.
Thank you. I didn't want to go, Jack Frimston. I'm glad you didn't set me up for that again.
So today, Jack, we wanted to jump into, we've been trying out a few different techniques, a few different tricks over the last few weeks, and you actually had a great story that you wanted to share. So I don't know what this is going to be. You're going to hit me with it. So, Jack, the floor is yours.
Oh, the pressure. So, right, I'm working on a campaign at the moment where I've got a list of, let's say 100, there's more than 100, but let's say 100 of the biggest companies in the UK, and I've got to get through to the most important people within this company, right? Now, we're talking big brand. We're talking every little helps, Tesco. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could go through this list and you would probably know 100% of them. They're big, big names. Now, it's hard because what do you think? Like, sometimes you get mobile numbers, great, but sometimes what do you
think? Gatekeeper all day long, baby. Yeah.
Gatekeeper.com all day long. Right, how are you going to do it? Well, I've been sending little personalized dogs to their office with a little note in their mouth saying, the next time this
your expenses looked
through,
a bit weird.
It's not working. it's not working. So I was like, right, okay, I'm going to, and I don't know if I like diagnose it, I don't know where the logics come from, but obviously Gatekeeper, Zach's not in today, is he? Blah, blah. We've done episodes on gatekeepers. I thought I've got to try something new here. I've got to really just like bypass, right? So I'm working. I will do a name reveal because I'm not bothered. I rang Timpsons, okay?
The Keys.
You know Timpsons? Everyone's,
yeah.
The Keys, the key to my heart. Everyone's favorite locksmith. I rang Timpsons at a Gatekeeper. 3 minutes later, I was on the phone, mobile phone, to the managing director
of
Timpsons.
Okay. Share it with us.
Right.
How did you do it?
Flexing.
Come on.
I'm not flexing. I'm not bragging. So I rang up, right? And I've been trying this new thing out. And I'd seen some good responses. Went through to a gatekeeper. Let's call her Linda. Linda answers. And she goes, hello. And I go, I'm so, so sorry I didn't call you yesterday. It was an absolute mad day. I've been in back-to-back meetings. How was your holiday? Weird, right? Okay. Go with me on this one, Zach. Pause. Nothing. And then before they get a chance to speak, I say, my memory is awful. Was it Benedict?
Right.
Right. And then this woman goes, sorry, where do you think you've come through to? And I say, what? Is that not William? It's like, no, it's Linda. Right, okay. And I'm blagged. I'm like, right, okay. So I've not come through to, is this Timpsons? Yeah, it's Timpsons, but you come through to the head office. That's weird. I thought I dialed William's number. No. Right, okay. Well, is he there? No, he very rarely comes to the Manchester office. I said, does he? I've spoke to him there before. What are you on about? And then I go, right, okay, let me just check my phone. Give me a minute. Sorry, Linda. Didn't mean to do this. No, don't worry about it, love. It's all right, love. So, right, okay. Let me check. Does it still end in 7-4? No, love. You've got the wrong number. Have you got a pen there? Yeah, Linda. I've got a pen.
Whoa.
Next thing you know, mobile number, and then bang, straight into it, having a chat, meeting booked. And it's like these kind of things, it's just, it's not lying, is it? It's just you've got to be a bit.
It's lying and it's manipulation. But I think if you're honest about it, you can sleep better at night.
Yeah, well, we were talking to somebody and they said, oh, I've worked at companies where they've said, I've got to ring up and pretend to be their son's doctor, and they've got some important news.
That's awful.
That's awful, isn't it? Yeah. But by me ringing up and pretending that I've forgotten if he's gone on his jolly box.
Oh, you're not hurting anyone. You know what I mean? But you don't know him, and you don't know that he's just gone on holiday, so it is a lie.
Okay, yeah, it is a lie. But I don't feel guilty about it.
But sometimes you get caught out, don't you, when you do those? I've done one before where I go like this, right? So the call answers and I go like this. I go, yeah, I'm just getting him now. I'm literally just dialing him now. Brian, Zach, how's it going? No, it's not Brian. All right, can you put me through to him then, please? And they go, he'll know what it's about. And I get a bit more like that about it. They put you through and they're just sat opposite. So there's not much distance between them. And you get old Brian answers. Mm. Oh, right, so you don't know who it is. So it is a sales call. Oh, right, okay, yeah, well, right, well, oh, what's it about then? And you're in, but he's annoyed. You're on the back foot. So I think...
you've got to be careful.
Big companies, though, like you're targeting there, you probably can get away with it a bit more because there's separation between two people, isn't there?
Mm.
But...
exactly. And that's one of the things that you've said previously. It's just like, be careful because the bigger wheel you spin, the bigger hole you've got to dig out of.
That's what I say.
You said that. You said that.
The bigger wheel you spin, the bigger hole you got to get out of. No, I said the bigger, you don't want to dig yourself too big a hole that you can't get out of it. I don't know where the wheels come into it.
No. Oh, don't. I'm going to be sick. Right. But yeah, that is, it's one of those. And I think if you're getting mobile numbers, you're like, right, does it end in 7-2? Or, okay, well, I'm going into a meeting, get me a call back. You've got to, you don't have to lie, but you've got a job.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got a job. And it's that thing of people say, well, you can't be friendly with gatekeepers. No, you can't befriend gatekeepers.
Yeah.
There's a difference. You don't want to go in there and be like, hey, my name's Jack and I've got something important to tell him. We book meetings.
Less is
irrelevant.
More.
But being, you don't have to be rude. It's just that mystery and that confusion and that kerfuffle.
There's a good one, actually, of because it's been half term. I don't know if it'd always work, but I've been getting all the people this week by, you know, gatekeeper answers. Hello, is Jack back in? I'm not sure if he's back in today or like, I can see him now. Great. And they just put you through. Like, are they back in? Because we've got the whole world has been on holiday the last 2 weeks. That sort of works in your favour.
I like that.
But your one is, God, it's got a bit of that theatre to it as well, hasn't it? Where people are like, whoa, what? Is he, it's not me. Benidorm.
Was he just in Cats the Music? Musical. Have you got anything from the last week that you could share with the people that listen, and any tips or?
Are we just doing general? Because I can do some mid call stuff. It's been working quite nicely.
Just hit me with anything. Hit me with like your top takeaway.
I think sometimes it's worth simplifying that pitch, intro pitch. So if you're doing something that's like quite complicated. Even when people ring us up, if you're doing something quite complicated, really get it down to like grassroots level and then ring up and take it away from people. So obviously we had Brandon Voss on recently. So I'm thinking like, how can I offer something with one hand and then take it away with the other? So, you know, saying like, if I said I was ringing you about saving you loads and loads of money, you'd probably tell me you've got too much money at the minute, wouldn't you? And like, no, I could always have more money. And then you're like, you're in that way. But yeah, I'm working for a software company at the minute. I think I talked about this on a recent episode, but where I say, if I said I've got a piece of software that might make your life a bit easier, you'd probably tell me that you're really organized and everything's perfect, wouldn't you? And they start laughing and go, I bloody wish I would. I bloody wish I could say that. Like, oh, right, okay, what could be better? And they start talking. And away we go. But that works really well. Silence, obviously, is golden on some of these calls, letting people really get through their thought, especially when you get into it. Sometimes you get someone and they're really in pain. You don't really have to say anything. You know, just let them talk themselves into it. I had a guy book a meeting with me about an hour ago. He doesn't know what the company's called he's booked the meeting with. He doesn't know what my name is. All he told me was, have you got any time free next Wednesday at 10 o'clock? I could really do with sorting this out. But honestly, I reckon I asked him two questions, and he just
it is that thing of just get rid of. Hi, my name's Zach. I'm calling from a meeting.
The intro actually hit him so well that he said, "Oh my god, let me pull over a minute. I really need to talk to you about this."
God, Zach Thompson. Limited, making people pull over for 20
He was like,
years.
Oh my God, give me one sec. You can hear the indicator going on. So that's it. But there's all sorts of stuff to share as we try this stuff out. And I think people should start sharing with us as well what they're finding works. I'd love to hear someone trying one of these tricks and it absolutely backfires, like your hotel Brandon Voss story.
They're the best kind of stories. Amazing. Thank you. Right, so we've got another guest coming on Monday. And
see you there, sir.
I'll see you there.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.